Christopher Arnes from the Sacramento Business Journal is here.
Hey, Steve.
Christopher is managing editor for Digital News. Fridays are when we talk about business stories. One story this week had to do with Uber and Lyft drivers or other independent contractors. A new bill in the California state legislature would give them collective bargaining rights. Workers would have more power if they were able to jointly negotiate their pay and working conditions. What do companies think about this?
They're opposed to it, and that could potentially be a big challenge for the bill's author. Gig economy companies have been very effective at blocking any legislation on what they say is, essentially an innovative way of doing business. Lawmakers don't want to be seen as being anti-innovation, so it kind of sets up this interesting clash. These companies claim that other industries also use contracted labor in much the same way, and that this bill unfairly targets internet companies such as Uber and Lyft. You know, I mean, workers, basically what they want is they want the ability to organize, potentially even go on strike to basically get more benefits, organize for better pay. And we're just really at the beginning of a very long process to figure out workers' rights in this innovative new gig economy.
Plans were submitted this week for converting an historic bank building in downtown Sacramento into a public market. A Sacramento design firm called Silva Stoll Architects wants to transform the D.O. Mills Bank building at 7th and J Streets.
This is kind of exciting. I mean, the building dates back to 1912. It's currently being used as a banquet hall, and the interior layout is already pretty impressive. The building has its own website, which is kind of funny, but you can go online and see these photos, and it's really beautiful.
What do the architects have in mind?
According to plans filed with the city, the firm wants to turn three floors of the building, including the bank's old vault, into a public market with roughly 20,000 square feet of bar and dining areas. The other three floors of the building would be used for office space. Otherwise, details are kind of sparse. The city application has floor plans, but there are no renderings of what they have in mind, what this could potentially look like. The project is kind of a latest in a string of redevelopment projects that are happening around the new downtown arena.
Seems like there are already quite a few Goodwill stores in the Sacramento area, something like around 20 of them. Now, Goodwill Industries is opening two new stores and consolidating a few others in the region. What's going on there?
Thrift stores are actually one of the retail industry's hottest sectors, growing by right around 7% nationally each year since the recession. And Goodwill's recent expansion is related to that trend. So the company is adding stores in Placerville and Elk Grove, and then they're consolidating two Sacramento stores into one larger location.
You know, back in the day, thrift stores had sort of a downmarket stigma attached.
Experts say that they're kind of hip now. Companies like Goodwill are giving shops an upscale boutique feel, so I think that stigma is actually going away.
And speaking of retail, we're learning more about the How About Arden redevelopment that's going on now.
The center's real estate broker recently posted a new site plan on their website showing three new tenants. The new stores are apparently Home Goods, Corner Bakery Cafe, and a restaurant called Tomatina, which is apparently an upscale Italian eatery with several Bay Area locations.
What about a timeline?
Well, so far, the plan doesn't list exact opening dates, but it does say Home Goods is opening this fall and that the others are coming soon. This plan online shows new renderings for a revamped Century Stadium 14 Theater, which is relocating within the center from its old location, which had those old movie domes out there on Ethan Way, which have, you know, pretty much been demolished at this point. The broker, which is called the Edwards Company, wouldn't confirm these new tenants, but, you know, all the renderings and the site plan on the site, you know, clearly point to these new companies essentially being in the mix.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
Christopher Arnes is the Sacramento Business Journal's managing editor for Digital News. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.